بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Allah Ta'ala has kept three realms and each realm has got its own design. One is Jahannam, the fire. It's a realm, it's a place of its own. And this realm has got nothing but misery, pain, sorrow, difficulty, grief, and every perceivable pain, mental, physical, audible, every type. سَمِعُوا لَهَا شَهِيقًا وَهِيَ تَفُورٌ. We'll be listening to the grunting, the groaning. That in itself, looking at it, it's pain just looking at it, fire, blaze, looking at pus, the waste of the Jahannamis, that's what you should live with, smell of it. So every perceivable type of torment is in Jahannam. The stench, the sound, the sight, the feeling. You can't think of a pain that is not in Jahannam. So that is one plane that Allah Pak has got. The second plane Allah Pak has got is every perceivable type of pleasure. Pleasure of the eyes, of the ears, of the tongue. Imagine the extent of joy that Allah Pak has got. You're biting on a fruit and every bite is a new experience. Can you understand the extent of joy he's got? Well, Junaid will bring leeches just now, inshallah. But that first leechy, second leechy, alright, is excited. After that, the novelty, alright, we'll still eat, we'll enjoy it, but the novelty goes after the second one. And here, each bite, and it's a different experience, different taste altogether. Right. Here it's just a repetition. Right. The joy of Jannat is such that amongst the people that will be last to enter Jannat, going through the difficulty of Jahannam, whatever wrongs, is out of Jahannam. And he'll be pleased that Allah has saved him from Jahannam. But you complain to Allah Ta'ala after some time, Adhani, Dika'uwa, Daka'uwa, the thing is, the smoke of it, the heat of it is really troubling me. Allah Pak, just a little away from Jahannam, you know. So I'm safe from all the misery, the torment, the pain. I'm free from that. But the smoke is getting me, the sight is getting me. Just push me away a little bit. A little bit push me away. So that I don't have to look at this misery. And beg Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala, you see me right here, I won't ask for anything again, I promise you. All the qasams you can give Allah Ta'ala, all the qasams, just push me out from here, and I won't ask you for anything after that. So you give me your qasam, your word, he says, yes. So Allah Ta'ala brings him to Jannah, near Jannah, just the entrance. And he can't endure. It's so irresistible. You can't resist. It's such. One person came to the Mawlana Thami Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and he's saying, you know me, I'm not worried about Jannah, Jahannam. I just live for the love of Allah Ta'ala. So when I heard him out, when I was a genius, my mother should read his kitab regularly, you know. Every second day, she'll read Fazail al-Sadaqah, then she'll read this. And then she says, I thought, what was Siyar Adi Uraya? She must have been super intelligent. In her words, she was super intelligent. He knew exactly what was going on in the woman as well. I'm surprised, in the day of Mount Thaimada, some woman made the same comment. The man is super, super intelligent. But my mother said, she said the same thing. So Mawlana has no intelligence of mine. When I got to know of a problem, I recorded it. Then I looked at the wrong and I looked at the solution. So the dating, I knew what's inside the homes. But I just heard it once and I then worked on it. So Jannat has got every perceivable type of pleasure. Every perceivable. So it's come right to the door of Jannat. And then he says to Allah Ta'ala, seeing the beauty, the fragrance, the attraction, what's going on. And about just a little bit near the Jannat. Near. I give you all my oaths, all my qasams, all my promises. I'll never ask for anything after this. Ibn Adam, what a liar you are. Just like you made some promises here to me. And now, when I removed you from all the trouble I brought you here, now, again you are changing. So Allah is taking him from one level to the other level. More thoroughly saying, well, this person here, one day he passed and he's making those claims. I just want the love of Allah Ta'ala. Anyway, the next day he wanted about 10 rupees, some assistance. So Mu'a gave it to him, and then Mu'a explained to him, see, the attraction of the 10 rupees was so much that you couldn't resist. That attraction of the 10 rupees was so much you couldn't resist. Where on earth you would resist Jannat? You can't resist this attraction. How are you going to resist Jannat? So don't talk like this. Sometimes it may be that some Sufi or some Buzur was in a frame of a mind and he said something. Now that's an isolated case. That's not a rule. Right? We respect that Buzur and we will honor him, we put him in our heads. But that's not the rule. He's going through a phase. When he's going through a phase, he needs some utterance. And what person, a phase that a person goes through, is not a precedent. How do you know that it's not a precedent? That person in extreme joy, he says, Allahumma anta abdi wa ana rabbuk. In extreme excitement, he says, O Allah Ta'ala, you are my servant and I am your Rabb. But Rasulullah himself doesn't condemn the statement. Why? Because he's in a frame of a mind, he's in a phase. In a mental phase, he said something. He doesn't know what he's saying. He's going through a phase and he's saying something in that frame of mind. So that's not supposed to be emulated. Yes, you can think about the excitement that he went through, the experience that he went through, then you can talk about that. But don't emulate that. Rabia Basariya rahimahullah, she also made some statement similar. She's taking a bowl of fire and a bowl of water and going to switch off the Jahannam that people are afraid about and push off the Jannat, burn off the Jannat that people are worshipping for. It was Allah's being is such that his being, just his being, is worthy enough to worship him. They can't worship him because of Jannat and Jahannam. Now that's a phase that she's going through. And when she's going through a phase, then you respect her for the phase, but you don't emulate that. And why don't you emulate that? Because now what will you do with all the hundreds of hadith that you do this and will build a palace for you in Jannat? أخبر أمتك أن الجنة قيعان. Tell your ummah, Prophet Islam is saying, Rasulullah Paksan is a plain, level plain, right? And what brings about the beauty in Jannat, the trees, the palaces, is Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah. This is the thing that brings it about. So if this thing didn't mean anything, then this message wouldn't have been conveyed. So you have to have that understanding, alright, it's placed there. We can't resist the temptations of this world. We can't resist it. We're going to resist Jannat. So we will aspire for it. We will work towards it. And we hear a virtue, we will have that longing for that. We'll do this, I'll get this palace. I'll get the tree. I'll get that vehicle. The worldly attractions are such that I don't think any of us can resist, right? See, for example, Durban South Toyota, right? They got an offer. The first 100 applicants that come to the shop tomorrow will give them each Rolls Royce, right? 20 million rand. with a 20 year service plan. Every second you give me a new one. Who will go? All of us will go there. The temptation is too much. The whole of the world will come. Not forget South Africa, the whole world will come there. Right? The temptation is so much that we can't resist. So if we can't resist this thing here, where are we going to resist Jannat? So the picture of Jannat must be hard, must be settled in your heart. Very deep. I'm going to do this, Allah will give me this. I'm going to do this, and Allah will give this. So, ibadat mein jaan aata hai. When you do this, then there's life in your ibadat. Otherwise, it just becomes a routine. And when you're doing this, Allah will give me this. Allah, la yukliful miyad. Man asdaqu min Allahi qila. Who can be truer than Allah Ta'ala? Allah never breaks his promise, right? So, I must work for that. I must aspire for that. My jannat, I must aspire. So, jannat is that place. When he comes right till that entrance of jannat, and he's seeing the breeze, the perfume. Hazrat Ji once mentioned that one cousin of theirs in the burying, and the fragrance they got, people that were there, the fragrance that they got said, "Hey, if you're not afraid about the people around, you'll have set this light in the grave." It was so captivating. Think about Jannat. Think about the rewards you made. You did something. What's the reward? You heard about Rosa, for example. Ana adzibi. I will personally give out the reward. Ana adzibi. I will personally give out the reward. I'm thinking, Allah Pak, and He's going to personally give me out the reward. Then, He's going to come out and give me the reward personally. Imagine now, you know, just imagine for that moment, right? You broke the world record, right? And you broke the world record in the marathon, Harrisburg, Durban, right? And imagine all the prime ministers of the world, all the major, you know, major people, England, America, all major, big prime ministers of the world, all were there to hand you out the reward personally. How you'll feel? Hey, you feel the publicity, the coverage, the news, the television, everything will have my picture. I will be getting it. All the gold medals will be falling. What will you think at that time? I'm not talking about picture making is haram, right? On a different level you're talking, alright? But what will happen to you at that time? You'll be enthralled. You'll be overwhelmed. I'm going to get this. So, the king of all the kings, all these people are kachara. Before the magnanimity, the majesty, the greatness of Allah Ta'ala, this is all waste, nothing. He is going to personally hand out that reward to me. Then, so that is Jannat, right? So when he comes right to that point, then he says, Allah, now, you know, just one step into Jannat. Wallah, after this, I'm not going to ask for anything. Just only last request now. Give you all the oaths, all my promises, my word I'm giving you. After this, I'm not going to ask anything. Ibn Adam, what a liar you are. What a betrayal. Give you all the oaths, and you break it. You see, you can't resist. Jannat is such a thing that you can't resist. And the way to it is to have that anticipation. I'll do this and I'll get this reward. I will do this and I'll get this reward. I'll read this Quran Sharif, I'll get this reward. I'll stay in the masjid, I'll get that reward. So, to create that life in your ibadah. Look at that fazail, and after that fazail must become your life. You know, pur mazail. I was explaining the voice in the hadith class today. It's a famous story all of us must have heard of it, right? Imam Abu Dawud sahab, rahmatullah alayhi, he is hearing from the shore that someone boarded the ship and he made alhamdulillah. He ferried a boat for 1 dirham, went up there, and said, Yarhamukallah, and returned. The people are seeing in the dream, whatever, that Abu Dawud bought his jannah for 1 dirham. Now I say, hey, bhai, see what you learned from this. Hadith ka maza jab aata hai, with that satisfaction, that happiness of hadith comes at that point, when you hear the hadith, and you apply the thing. You heard the hadith, and you applied it, then, ye to maza ki baat. That brings you that happiness, that brings you that satisfaction, that brings you that fulfillment. Otherwise now it just became a theory. You heard the hadith, I don't know so many hadiths, I heard so much of hadith. It just became a theory. Now that hadith becomes life. I was explaining the ustaz this afternoon before the Zohar program. Buzurgo se hasil karne ki cheez. You know, we live with the Buzurgan Adin. What are we supposed to be acquiring? Kya unki ibadat hasil karne ki cheez hai? Say, namaz, that's the thing. No. Say, no. Namaz, it's a moment. You can intend doing the namaz and you'll do it. Straight away you become a namazi. You talk about the libas, it's a great thing, but in a moment you can change your libas. You can correct your libas, your clothing, right? Then what's the thing to be acquired at the presence of the Buzurgan Adin? In the words of Hazrat Maulana Isa Rahmatullahi, the thing that is supposed to be acquired at their presence is unka jaisa zok. Their taste and their flavor. Now what do you mean by their taste and flavor? So what do you mean by that? The simple explanation is the same train of thought. See, the same train of thought. They're thinking, you're thinking exactly. Their jazba and emotions, your emotions. The emotions of the Beast of Islam, your emotions. Thinking is the same. Then your thinking is the same, your emotions are the same, then your responses, won't it be the same? But if his thinking is something, and your thinking is something else, then can your response be the same? Can your emotions be the same? Can it be? Is it possible that his emotions are something, his thinking is one line, and your thinking, although you're conforming in your action, but your thinking is different. Can you say you're in the same train? You can't say that. Look at Rasulullah, some Englishman is saying the truth of the Quran Sharif. He says, I was convinced that it's the word of Allah Ta'ala through Surah Abasa wa Tawalla, right? It's Abdullah ibn Umm Maktum. It's his whole son and Nuzul, right? The reason for the revelation. Rasulullah is talking to the hierarchy of the Quraysh or Kuffar, Abu Jahl, or this Jamaat. And this Anja'ahu al-A'ma, this blind man comes in. So for a moment, Rasulullah is expressing disapproval. Abasa wa tawalla, I'm translating it as expressing disapproval. When it's about Rasulullah Paksa or something, there must be respect. You can't say frown. The respect requires that you say, see you some other. Na gawari ka izhar kiya. Because now, at that moment, what's in the mind of Rasulullah Paksa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the thing that is in his mind, if I get these people here, then all the Arabs, the whole Quraysh, I will get them in Islam. All Islam, all will be in Islam. You know, it's a turning point for the whole of Arabia. These people have got them. Then the whole peninsula will be in Islam. This man here is in Islam, and he is a good Muslim, practicing Muslim. I can always attend to him later on. But now he's coming and interrupting here. I may not have a discourse of this nature again. And then Allah Ta'ala corrects him. وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ لَعَلَّهُ يَزَّكَّى وَيَذَّكَّرُ فَتَنْفَعُ الذِّكْرَى. This man here, you're expressing your disapproval. What will explain to you that he may receive the advice and the advice may be beneficial to him? What do you know? أَمَّا مَنْ اسْتَغْنَى. One that's showing an attitude, you are paying attention to him. وَمَا عَلَيْكَ أَلَّا يَزَّكَّى. You are responsible for them. Now, those verses are revealed. This Englishman says, some top professional person says, if it was made up, Rasulullah would have never given this. Because it's against his own dignity, against his own reputation. But he's saying it, minwa'an. Right. Now, look at Rasulullah's response after the revelation of this verse here. Now, Abdullah ibn Umm Maktum, Rasulullah is showing special respect, comes in, giving him a special audience, special respect. Marhabam biman atabani Allah Rabbi. Allah Ta'ala reprimanded me for this man here, I must respect him. Now that's called the train of thought, you see. The thought is the same. train of thought is the same. Jazbat and emotions are the same. You are on the same line. So, buzurgon se hasil karne ki cheez unka zauk hai. That same flavor, you must get that same flavor. You see now, you can get a chicken made, right? So now chicken, everybody talks about it, right? Even you go into European countries now, in London, they're talking about chicken tikka. They forgot about fish and chips now. You know? Fish and chips was a normal thing. Now they forgot that. They got that Indian taste went so deep into them, and they're talking of. So you're talking about, what you're talking about is flavor. That flavor must touch your heart. When that flavor touches your heart, then everything is forgotten. For years, for centuries, they were living with fish and chips. Now they forgot that, they come into chicken tikka. They understand what they were missing, right? All the years. So what is the flavor of? The flavor is so important that you pay the price for the flavor. Right? So he's making one chicken here, one show something, and he's adikas. Double the price, right? Double the price, and you're going for it. Why are you going for it? Flavor. Obviously, it's the flavor. So the taste is the thing that counts for Allah Ta'ala. That same flavor. But get the taste. And you see the reward just multiplying. What multiplying is not the right word. It'll just go millions of times. The taste must be right. Now, what is the taste? Let me show you an example of the taste. Bukhari says, I think, over 10 times, Imam Bukhari sahab, rahmatullahi, relates hadith. But it looks like he's got multiple intentions. He's proving the hadith from the tarjima, he's proving it. But he wants you to think like Rasulullah Pak sahab. That's what I feel. He wants you to go conform. So that hadith, this hadith comes about 10 times in Bukhari sahab. I already came across it about 3-4 times. So, Rasulullah Pak sahab hears, someone's voice is raised in the masjid, right? Ka'b ibn Malik and Ibn Hadrada. These are two people, Ibn Hadrada and Ka'b ibn Malik. Their voices are raised in the masjid. Kashafa as-sijj, Nabi Sallam opened the veil and he saw what's going on. What's this? So he got to know that Ka'b ibn Malik is demanding his loan. He's lent something and he's demanding. He's got all the right. And at that time, Ka'b ibn Malik said, no, hey, I don't need anything. I want my money. So Nabi Sallam said, had to say, who is this person that is saying that I want my full money back? Who is this person? And Ka'b ibn Malik is looking and straight he said, Sami'tu ya Rasulullah. I hear, I listen. Nabi Sallam is saying, alright, just cut off. He made a sign. Just wave half. Sami'tu, straight away. You look at the tone. That shows that his taste was exactly like Rasulullah's taste. You know, you look at the taste, that word, the choice of the word that he used. Imagine now, he's demanding it, right? And now it's your reputation, your money, everything involved, right? It's your right. But Nabi Sahib is saying, now, who is this person that is saying that I will never do this? Who is it? Ya Rasulullah, Samir, straight away. See, that's the taste. The Nabi Sahib wanted you to conform. And without any hesitation, no reservation. فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَدَيْتَ. Until you don't make Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as the judge in all your disputes, and then you don't find any reservation. لَا يَجِدُونَ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا. No constraints. And total submission. يُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. That's called iman. That's called the zawq. See, that's zawq now. That's called that zawq. That's called that conformity. Now that conformity is such an important thing. I say, it's the conformity, you know, the train of thought. There's conformity in the train of thought. Right? And it's so important. Conformity in the train of thought. It's so important. It's one, in my understanding, it's so important. Imagine there's a train and it's off the rail. Can there be any movement? No. But it's a train, junk train, not working well. But it's on the track then. There may be a little bit of a delay because it's broken down, but it will reach. We're all going to Medina Munawwara, inshallah, right? But we're not on the track then. It's a dream. Anything beyond a dream. But we're on the track then. Maybe we're not in one of the super fast trains, right? That's going 3 hours to Medina. We're coming with a delay, but we're coming there. We're reaching there, but we're coming because we're on the track. So that's called zawq. That zawq, that is what we try for. We aim for, we try for, we work towards. And the zawq is not a cheap thing. Imagine, it's not a cheap thing. We think, oh, I got it. I just read some kitab. Bye, kya. Well, how the Shaykh al-Hadith came here, graced our shores, 1981, right? So, Mufti Sahib was already around, and the Mias had a house at that time, holiday house, in Mirbagh. Mirbagh or Mirbagh, I don't know, whatever they call it. Then they bought Lalu Shah and all that, whatever, but that was the central point at that time. So, Mufti Sahib was, like, he was like the Muqaddimatul Jaish. You know, you have a forerunner. A Buzurg is coming in, and someone is there as a forerunner to receive all the gifts, etc. So he's there. So Bhai Padia asked this question at that time, and I was privileged to be there at that time. So at that time, the tasawwuf anything was new. Nobody knew about the tasawwuf anything. We just heard something of Buzurg and all that, as we heard. But what was suluk and all that, we didn't hear about that. So Bhai Padia asked Mufti Sahib, yes, suluk or tasawwuf, ye kya cheez hai? What is this all about? Feel those people that were inside, deep inside, right? These are the people that you learn from and draw from. They learned it very well. So the beauty in Mustafa Rahmatullah was, if you look at the Zahiri Ulum, he was a perfectionist. If you look at the Batini Ulum, he was perfect that night, both sides. So perfect was he, that in most of the masail, main apne mufti ji se pooch lunga. I'll ask him, I'll refer to him. Sheikh had a lot of great khulafa, Mullah Munawwar Sahib, etc. They rank him like equal to Mustafa, someone ranked him even above. But the Sheikh Ramadan had heard some ikhtilafat, you know, some differences amongst some mashayikh. So he's asking them, aap log mere baat ikhtilaf to nahi karenge, ek dusre se jhagde nahi karenge, after me you're not going to fight and all that. So now look at the train of thought. For Munawwar Sahib, someone is ranking him equal, someone is ranking him above him. So straight away he has Mufti Sahib's hand, he says, maine is shakhs ko apna imam bana diya. And Mufti Sahib was known to be firm, not waving, and quite strict, he was known. Then that other Shaykh al-Hadith from Muradabad, some of them must have heard of him, Inuddin. Others also said, hey, whatever is going to happen, we're going to make this man our Imam Sahib. He's going to be the Amir. You see the train of thought. So, the thing that is to be acquired at the presence of these Buzurgan al-Din is not the Amal. The Amal can come in a flash of an eye, can come. The thing that is supposed to be acquired is this. So, Bhai Padia is asking Mustafa Rahmatullah, what is this tasawwuf? Whereupon, Mustafa Rahmatullah gave the incident of Gangoi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. And Amir Khan Sahib, he's asking Gangoi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, you know, I was in Makkah Mukarrama, there was one Buzurg, and there was a youngster, looked like a pious person, and as this youngster came to this Buzurg, so this Buzurg is saying, he put his head down, he said, ha, dil mein ek tasveer yaar hai, there's a picture of a girlfriend, this is the looks, this is the features, this is the type of hair, and gives the exact description. dil mein tasveer-e yaar hai. The picture of that girlfriend is there in the heart. So, he's a little bit embarrassed. He says, Hazrat, jawani mein, main isme phas gaya tha. Toba kiya. Lekin kabhi uske khayalat se main pareshan ho jata hu. Thoda sa tasavvur kar leta hu. Dil ko itminan ho jata hai. So, in my young days, you know how youngsters now, school days, and some musty happens, whatever happens, right? But that picture of the girl is in the heart, you know. And sometimes I get pareshan about the thoughts, about the old days, the good times that we had, you know. And I'm pareshan just to bring about some type of satisfaction and ease. I think about it, I just ponder about it. So anyway, ended. This Amir Shah Khan Sahab, he's asking the same question for the second time. And then he asks the Mohammed Gangoi Sahib Ramdhaya about the same question for the third time. When he asks that question for the third time, now, Mohammed Gangoi Sahib Ramdhaya is telling Amir Khan Sahib, Amir Sahib, tumhari yaddasht kamzor ho gayi, your memory is failing you now. And you're asking this repeatedly. He says, no, I remember that. And now his memory was such, you know, I hope sometime I get a memory like that. I'd say Amin. Don't be saying Amin for me. He said, the first time I mentioned this, this was the majlis, and these were the people sitting on the right, this was the people sitting on the left, this was the approximate time, and this is how you were seated. The whole picture is captured here. And the second time I heard it, this was the majlis, this was the approximate time, and these were the people that were seated in the majlis. Right. You know, memory of the past, how it was, how great it was. Abu Dawud Sharif, just showing what people had. We have our gunas and all that, but our memory is just failing. Abu Dawud Sharif, on what this is, teaching on dua to a birdman, you know, real villager, he's explaining him on hadith. And said, let me just repeat the wording of the dua to you so you can remember it. Let me repeat the wording of this dua of the hadith so you can remember it. So the birdman, that villager is telling him, you're coming to teach me. I made 55 hajj. And from the first hajj till the 55th hajj, I can remember exactly the camel driver, the camel I was, the description, all the features I can give to you. So, I don't put you down, right, Smail? The plane that we came back, would you remember? Yesterday's thing you forgot. And this memory was so profound. He says, the first one till the 55th one, I remember each one. The description, the color, the type of the camel, I remember each one. You see the memory there. Allah Pak blessed him. So anyway, Amir Khan Sahib is saying, for Gangoi Sahib Rahmatullah, what I want to know is, what's your take on this matter? What's your take? I want to learn something from you. Now this Amir Khan Sahib was such that all of Buzurgani liked him. For it was more Thani Sahib Rahmatullah, it was more Qasim Nanoti Sahib Rahmatullah, everybody loved him. Because he says, humne jo bhi masla chhera, he had something to support it. We started off any discussion, he had something from the life of the Buzurgani in some extracts to support what we were saying. So he was a gem of a person. So on that occasion, Mohammed Gangoi Sahib said, see, that is called Zog. You see that Zog. Mohammed Gangoi Sahib Rahmatullahi stayed in the company of Hadi Sahib Rahmatullahi for 8 days. Right? And by the 8th day, Hadi Sahib said, mere paas jo kuch doulat tha, maine aapko de diya. Ab isko badhana tumhara kaam hai. Whatever I had, I passed it on to you. And now for this to be progressing, you need to work. Apni karni, apni bharni. You have to move this along. But I have given all that to you now. It's now your effort, your struggle, how you work, and you will progress this thing, you will move it up. But whatever I had, the 8th day. So he acquired the taste in the 8th day. See the taste he acquired. Though on that occasion he stayed for 40 days, right? But by the 8th day, I had passed it on already to him. So he says, you see, I stayed with her Haji Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and after some time Haji Sahib Rahmatullah has gone to Makkah Mukarrama. I am in Gangwon. Right? For a certain period of time, everything that I did, small or big, Ma'muli Nashist or Barkhas, that's the word, exact words. Even the sitting and the getting up, Haji Sahib ki idaat ke bagheer maine kuch nahi kiya. Haji Sahib also put him into his tracks, tested him out, to see how firm the person is. They'll try you out, shout you something, and they want to see how firm you are. Are you holding on, or you want to be cotton gloves, how you want it to be. So they'll check you out, they'll see you out. Because it's deen. I mean, it's deen, you have to be firm under any situation. And there's going to be conflicting situations coming up. In all that conflict, we need to be standing firm. Sometimes it's within the house, sometimes within the circle of friends, sometimes within the work, sometimes within your immediate people. You're going to have some conflicts now. But now, is it your reputation or is it deen that's going to stand out? What's going to be the greater thing at that time? One person is complaining in the morning, you know, says that, you know, I find it difficult to communicate with you, telling me, because it's going to be on the email, you know, and then someone else is going to listen. Obviously, Yusuf will be dictating, he'll be reading it out, I'll be dictating the answers. So I said, hey, you know, to go through a long chakkar is going to be difficult. So I asked him, you know, one of your problems is that you go to the mall, right? And you're worried because you're living in an elite area. So in an elite area, there's going to be only all white cockroaches, right? Walking all over, right? And those white cockroaches are more attractive, right? Clothing and the way they talk and all that. It's more attractive, right? So that's your worry, see, that's the problem. But to him, see, think for a moment. In those malls and all that, there is the CCTV, right? That thing is capturing everything. And someone is watching that. And I ask you, after they've captured it, is it all deleted or it is preserved? The mall is preserved. So for that, you weren't feeling ashamed. That's captured, it's preserved, it's there, you know it. And someone is watching it. And all those people are looking at it. And you didn't feel ashamed about it. Were you feeling ashamed about it? That's what I'm seeing, alright. Then all the time that you are around, then the Kiram and Katibin are writing out everything. You felt ashamed about that. Number three, the third level, I said. Then in the shop that you are going, people also watching. Alright, yeah, Buzurg Sahib, kya dekh raha hai? Buzurg, where is watching? What is watching? Auntie, that cockroach there, that spider there. They are watching also. Aren't the eyes open? So you didn't feel embarrassed for it. Number four is, Allah Ta'ala also see what's going on. And for that you didn't feel embarrassed. You're embarrassed of the person that is reading this thing to me. Is that fair? Is your thinking right? You start crying. Say, no, I didn't think right. My thinking is wrong. I admired the person, because as I addressed it to him, immediately, see, there's conformity. That's called zohar. One shot, you know, I just explained it once, and he took it straight away, because he's got a sense of justice. You see, a man, there's no limit to what progress he can make. But provided there's no bias and prejudice within him. And he's alert. He's alert, and there's no prejudice in him. See, if there's prejudice and pride in him, who is this man to come and tell me what he knows about Islam? He's taking, what that attitude he's taking? What he thinks about him? See, that pride, it becomes an impediment between you and your progress. Between you and your progress. سَأَصْرِفُ عَنْ آيَاتِيَ الَّذِينَ يَتَكَبَّرُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. Allah Pak himself said, I'll move it away. I won't give you that understanding. You got that pride, you got that attitude, you got that prejudice. Now, I'll move it away. You won't get it, you won't enjoy it. I was just explaining, well, you know, in this country there's a lot of people, right? You get blacks, you get whites, you get colors, you get Hindus, right? But in my observation, I feel the black is closest to Islam. I feel, that's my personal observation. He's at home in Islam, he's like at home. Alright, he may do something that we may not be in agreement, right? Whatever he's doing. But if you look at the person himself, it would seem that he belongs to Islam. Don't you think that? As though he belongs to Islam. But Allah forbid, we must become an impediment on their way to accept Islam. Our behavior, our ways, our character, etc. That mustn't become an impediment, right? So Al-Mawlana Gangohi Sahib Rahmah is giving, say, the relationship I had, I'm in Gangohi, he's in Makkah, but I haven't taken a step, sitting down and standing, I didn't do it without his permission. Look at the distance. At that time, when there was no media, no social network, etc. And he said, then after a period of time, then this exact relationship I had with Hazrat Rasool Pakistan, that yahan tak ke mamooli nashist aur barkhast unki ijazat ke baghair nahi. But you see now, as they're progressing in tasawuf, they're tightening themselves. See that? You see the line? Before, it was the freedom. Now they're tightening themselves. Now I won't make a move without his permission. I won't do this without his consent. So, are they broadening themselves or are they tightening themselves up? So no, they know that in the tightening is the broadness. In the tightening is the expansion. In the tightening is the progress. They know about it. And then Hazrat Gangohi Sahib Rahmah remained silent. Hazrat, phir kya hua? And after some time he said, phir, so Khuda ke fazl se darja ihsan hasil hua. What we are fighting for, what he's trying for, then that thing came after that. But to get there, you have to tighten yourself up. This man was reading an article of Al-Mawlana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. I think written by Mawlana Shahid Sahib. Mawlana Shahid Sahib, he's written that. He was talking of Al-Mawlana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. And he was also a person that would see Rasool Pakistan very, very frequently. So frequent was the sighting. Like for example, there was a mashwara about certain thing. He said, no, don't worry, that was already discussed in the Majlis al-Nabawi. Already discussed. Don't start it off again. So they had that maqam. But then to reach up to that maqam, to that position, what was the road? What was the road that they had taken to reach up to that maqam? We look at the maqam very well, right? We're aspiring also, amen. You know, if we also blessed like him. And then Allah took the work. From his time, he came, become the Amir, 1965 somewhere. Well, that's the year Moises Abraham passed away. Till he passed away, 1995, right? 65, 95, that's about 30 years. Right? That was his Imarat, right? The amount of deen that spread at that time, I don't think, unprecedented. And the beauty was, I said many a time in his discourse, he wasn't an orator. Very short, about 20 minutes. Ya Allah, humare dua'o ko qubool farma. That was his style. That whole talk, 20 minutes, is half an hour max. But that, when he starts talking, the whole majma is absolute pin drop silence. Dua, everybody's listening. Now there's something else about the person, but then what went into the making of the person? We see now the results, but what went in the making of the person? So after the Mawlana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullahi, his taluk, he made rujoo towards Sheikh Hamdali. Now, there is the Bhopal Ijtima, right? And he writes a correspondence, Bhopal ka istima te ho chuka, right? Or ye ashkhas jain, this are the people that will go. Right. Now the next day they boarding the train, right? Ab hum train ke upar sawar ho rahe. And he's writing again. Then as he's reaching Bhopal, Hazrat hum yahan par pahunch gaye, dua kare. Ab ye istima shuru ho raha hai, ab dua kare. But you see that the relationship, you see the relationship. So the train of thought, you see the train was same. The train was the same, exactly the same. Not moving this way, not moving that way. One train, one track, and they're moving. So the amount of progress Allah took out, the work that he took out, like, you can't imagine, mind-boggling. after the 29th of Ramadan, right, the 30th night, then we want to relax. Ismail, only read Alam Tara. Don't you have it? Alam Tara for the end. One day you have your break. Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah would ask his son, Zubair Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Mauli Zubair, kya irada hai? Hazrat, jo bhi aapka mansha ho. Acha, Quran suna. One night, from Alif Lam to one last, one night he would say. But you see that, kya jazba tha, what muhabbat they must have had, that whole night is just ibadat, zikr, ibadat. I accompanied him, alhamdulillah, with the fazl of Allah Ta'ala on Hajj somewhere, right? So, he'll make about 2 rakat namaz on the plane, 15 sifaras, 20 sifaras, clean. Not distracted, what's on the menu, and what's not in the menu, don't worry about that. Just start off, and before you know it, 10 sifara, 15 sifara, 20 sifara, he is buzzing one way, don't look at the right, don't look at the left. Allah Ta'ala, he said, just bought a sifara. So you see now, the Jannat, right? And I showed you about Jannat, and it's such that is pleasing to every, pleasing all around. The eyes, the ears, and the man is right there. And at that moment he's saying, Allah Ta'ala, Lapak, you know, I can't resist now. Please, just one step into Jannat only. From there, he was in Jahannam, out, from there to near the gates of Jannat, and now he's seeing Jannat and he can't resist. When he can't resist, now he says, Lapak, just one step, only one step, Allah, never ask him. Ibn Adam, what's wrong with you? Such a betrayal, such a liar you are. You made so much of promises to me and now you went against him. Then he cries to Allah Ta'ala, get in. Now he's running because he doesn't want them. He's thinking out, this combat mustn't be reversed. So he's running into Jannat. As he's running into Jannat, and his sight just falls onto one of the hoors. You see, for all this you have to pay a price. You hold back your anger, Allah Pak will give you the choice of the hoors you want. But that anger is going to come, some way or one way or the other. It's going to come. And then you have to hold that thing. You can't express that anger. The person that I saw in my life that had a control over the anger was Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah. You couldn't beat that person. You don't see him angry. No matter what, the whole world is turning around, but he's got that composure, such great composure. No change in his behavior. Absolutely no change. The whole world is turning around. And he has got his composure so strong, so tight. See, this is a thing to learn at the Buzhugan at his feet. We think of a lot of other things, but in my understanding, these are the things to learn. Now, someone will think, no, learn by Hazrat Ji, wear the 5 topis, 5 shirts. No, it's important, good. I don't say, don't imitate, that's also a good thing. Man tashabbaha bi khawmin fa huwa minhum, that's good. But the greater thing is the zawq, this taste, this temperament. At any given time, and you see the man's composure, the most difficult, most tight of times, and the composure is still the same, not changed at all, not in the least. So now his sight just falls on the hoor for the 1 second, and he can't resist. You know, they say that good moments are such, like the whole night seems like a second. When it's good moments, you're happy, excited, and all the things of your choice are there. Then, hey, the night is so short, man. You can't imagine the night pass so quickly. But difficult moments, even 1 minute sounds like an hour. So now, when he sees a Jannat, his eyes are fixed on the hoor, and he can't move away. Years are passing away, at least got about 500 years, and then at the end, he's hearing a sound, a voice. The voice is too captivating. And he just turns there, one who is singing that side. She's greeting him, complimenting, there he is, whole attention. That voice is such, is a different thing altogether. It's totally different, right? And he's so captured by that voice, turns away. He's enthralled. Now he's like in a trance, he can't move from that. He's so deep in that sound. See. And Allah Pak didn't allow these things to be on this plane because this plane doesn't have the capacity for that level of excitement. You don't have the capacity for that level of excitement. If Allah give you for one moment, your heart will burst. It's too much. You don't have the capacity. No, you don't have that adrenaline. You need to have the capacity to take that excitement. So for that Allah has reserved Jannah. Now, we spoke about the two planes. One realm, one plane here. And the second plane, right? Or isme khuda ke fazal se, a lot of topics. The soof is discussed. See, you hear the thing and straight away. Then you're not asking. You sallimu taslima. It's total submission. One of Jamshed Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, was one of the seniors of Pakistan Jamaat. Bilal must have seen him. So he was here around 1990, I think he was here. Spinger Beach. Hazarji, I'm a student, right? Wa Salimullah Khan Sahib, wa Jamshed, and wa Rafiq Sahib in India. So these two were in Pakistan, wa Salimullah Sahib and wa Jamshed. He was the head of the Jamaat and he was the head Muaddis. So all took their position. See, what Hazrat had produced, one on Hadith, and he's the head, he's heading the whole thing, and one Tabligh Jamaat, he's heading the whole thing. Right? So wa Jamshed is telling me his story. I went to meet up with him, so he heard that I spent some time in Jalalabad. So he liked to share now the memories. He says, see, I used to carry the water at the house of Hazrat Mawlana Thanvi Sahib, my first name. I was about 9-10 years of age. I would carry the bucket. Hazrat was living in a little bit of height. First story, I used to carry it up. Deliver the water. Going to the house, because I was 9 years of age or something. I was 9-10 years of age, so they wouldn't mind. There's no parda, right? But now, as I came up of age, 12 years of age, Hazrat asked me once, bachche, aapki umar kya hai? So I said, 12 years. So I understood now exactly what Hazrat is alluding towards. He said, after that day, I never entered the house. Then, I would remain at the doorstep, and I would bring the water, I would say, Pani aa gaya, pahunch gaya hai. Right, so they would send the servant or someone to take the water inside. He says, Hazrat Mawlana is so pleased with me, so excited with me. He said, tum jahan bhi jaoge, kabhi pareshan nahi, kamyab rahega. You see this total conformity. Mind is like that, your thinking is like that, the train of thought is exactly the same. So as though all these people's train of thought is aligned to the train of thought of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So if they are on the same track, inshallah they'll reach at the same point. Man ahabba qawman fa huwa minhum al mar'u ma'a man ahabba. The train of thought is the most important. So you heard about Jahannam, you heard about Jannah. That's two planes if you already learned, right? It's not so plain, huh? Now, there is a third plane. The third plane is this plane that we're living in. This plane that we're living in is a plane, it's a combination of pain and gain. Sometimes it's a gain, sometimes it's a pain. So there's definitely going to be pain, there's definitely going to be gain. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْسِمْ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالْتَمَرَاتِ. There's definitely going to be. The problem where it starts off, starts off at this point. I know when we class 1, class 2, so they give you all small stories, right? And then the stories that they would give you, at the end, and they lived happily ever after, right? So they bluffed us from the beginning. That in this world, I make a plan and live heavily. Now, there's no such a thing like heavily, happy ever after. Because if one thing is working out, the next thing is not working out. Right? If you are right, your son is not right. The son is right, the father is not right. If the father is also right, the son-in-law is not right. Son-in-law is also right, the daughter-in-law is not right. If they are all right, then the business is not right. If that is also right, the health is not right. Can you see now, everything is right here. If everything, say for example, you know, hypothetical, everything is right, then too you got a massive problem, you got death before you. So can there be anything right here? So now, Allah Ta'ala told you in advance, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْسِمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ وَالْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَمْوَالِ. So why did he tell you in advance? He's prepared your mind. Right. So, you came to this country, right? You came to the country, imagine, say, hey, the business is roaring here, too good. But, you have to give 10% taxes, pay 10% taxes. Right. Now, you think, hey, man, you know, from 10 million, 1 million I must give them. But now you're looking at it, hey, now, they're telling me in advance, the business is roaring also. Alright, now man, I'll give them 10%, but I'll have the 9%, 90% I'll have. So your mind is prepared already. So when your mind is prepared, you find it a little bit difficult. But you say, alright, that's the law, that's the system, and you have to run with the system, you can't avoid the system. Don't you allow your mind to be settled after some time. You will allow it to be settled because it's a system, everybody is doing it, you have to do it. So exactly the same, Allah Pak is telling you in advance, that this is going to happen. It's unavoidable. Nobody is going to avoid it. Nobody. It's going to happen. So this happily ever after story is a redundant story, is a false story, is a fake. You're going to get into that trouble. But then he shows you, alright, when there's going to be a combination of the both. Sometimes it's sickness, sometimes it's death, sometimes it's birth. Sometimes it's prosperity, sometimes it's adversity. Sometimes you go to a nikah, sometimes you go to a janaza. So you're going to get a mixture of the both, combination of the both. Nobody will escape it. Sometimes it's a gain, sometimes it's a pain, it's a loss. Don't you hear, hey, I incurred a loss. You know, sometimes, Allah Pak, forgive us all, when I hear of someone making too much of wealth, you know, suddenly and he made so much of wealth, you know, 50 million, 100 million just came. I think Allah mustn't let it happen that he goes through some problem now. That just, the thought just comes into my mind. Because I've seen, already 3-4 times I've seen, people come and convite, right? I invested here, I'm getting this return, I'm getting this. Big time they're getting, right? I'm seeing this whole pattern working for about, I would say approximately 20 years. So there he made a big killing for himself, and then after that there was a death straight. About 1 year, 2 years, 3 years never passed, and there's something else. So I don't say this is a rule. I don't say it's a rule, but this is generally how it happens. So there is no story like happily ever after. You must expect that to come. About one person is telling me. Healthy, strong, gymming, young, spirited, very, very well. Very well, right? Eating the right food, gymming rightly, healthy life, you know. And man just got up from the breakfast or supper table and he fell, blackout and he fell. Such a strong person, so strong, so fit, he blacked out. Now the man is totally dependent, he is a walker. Can't do without it. See, so this life here, can you see the unpredictable, uncertain nature of this life? So is it a place to be investing in? To be having your reliance, to be having your trust in. وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرُ وَأَبْقَى. Allah Pak says, right, this is not the place to invest. Akhirat is the place to invest. Better and lasting, enduring. There's no reverse. Once you're there, you're gone. Then nothing to be reversed. It's there and it's permanent. But then, what's the secret code? So Allah Pak says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. But what's the secret code to be eligible for that? So Allah Pak says, وَبَشْتِرِ الصَّابِرِ. So you have a lot of things happening against your tabiat. وَلَتَسْمَعُنَّ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا أَذًا كَثِيرًا. A lot of things that will be hurtful. You know, some story here, some story here, some story here. A lot of things is going to happen. But in the face of all the trials, what are you supposed to be doing? Allah Pak is telling you, it's going to happen. But in the face of the trial, what are you supposed to be doing? وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا. Sabr. The worst situation, and he's got a composure. Not getting upset, not even, you can't even see it on his face. The composure is there, the smile is there, and he's gently ruling it out, alright, what is supposed to be done under the circumstance. Now that is called a jannati. Allah Bak, take us, Lord is great, Ghuslan Adin. But you see the composure, you see that no matter what is happening, but they not lost, they didn't lose the composure at any given time. Worst of situations can come up. Tasbiru wa bashiri sabiri. You have to hold on. Today you saw a little bit of a bad day. Tomorrow will be a good day. Wa ma utiya ahadun ata'an awsa'u wa khairun min as-sabr. The best gift that you can get in this world, the best and the most extensive, talking about a great gift, and the best gift, it can't be a better gift than sabr, than being patient. Because when you're patient, you're taking it right, you have got the conviction that after this there'll be some opening. Inna ma'al usri yusra. وَسَيَجْعَلُ اللَّهُ بَعْدَ عُسْرِ يُسْرًا. You've got that conviction. This is coming. It's going to be an opening just now. Now there's a narrowing, there's a tightening. But your nazar is in Allah Ta'ala. See, this is where we're going wrong. Hamara yaqeen to makhlooq ke upar aa gaya. Ye bura hai, that's why everything is failing, collapsing because of this person. So, main poochta hoon ke khuda ke upar nazar hat gayi. Khuda, what happened to Allah Ta'ala? So he is the person, wealth, you need that wealth, you don't have it, you can't move. He is the impediment, he is the obstacle on the road. So you forgot Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala is retired, na'uzubillah. What happened? Why? Your nazar is supposed to be, he is the doer. He'll make it happen. But his plan is that you must just endure, be patient, and hold on with him. Inshallah, he'll open the way just now. There'll be a little bit of difficulty. On the roads, don't you see? Best of roads, and they have to have that. Hey, traveling to Tanga, one road works here, road works there, road works there. You would have a problem on the road. You're not going to be all fine. That is Jannat. Somebody used to complain to my mother when she was alive. I duk chair, I te duk chair. This is the problem. So my mother would explain, see, as long as you're here, you must go through sabduk and sabsuk. Once you pass on to Jannat, no problem after that. Yes, as long as you're around here, there's someone for you, someone against you. There's not going to be a time that everybody will be supporting you. There won't be a time that everybody will be against you. You'll have to go through a combination, good and evil. It'll be that. You're swinging this side, that side. For that swing to carry on, you have to go up and down. Seesaw to carry on, it has to go up and down. Then there's a joy. But it just remains stagnant in one posture. So you appreciate the wealth after you have went through a high patch. Went through a patch, you appreciate that wealth. But if you didn't go through a patch, how are you going to appreciate? So those things must come. But in that, what Allah Pak is doing, is he is looking after the Muslim's yaqeen. Now he's got too much now, uski nazar humse hat gayi. His nazar has turned away from me. So let me bring him back. So now this dunya will do, the shop will do, that office will do. So let me bring his nazar back. Let me put him into a small constraint. But he's a constraint now. He'll come back to me. You know, in the top masjid, at that time, first the masjid wasn't there. Till about, I think about 72, no masjid. Then about 71, 72, they start building. 73 or 4, they start using the masjid, right? So there was a Jamaat Khana, you know where they do the janaza now. It was like a garage or something. So that was a Jamaat Khana. So there was an old Muslim from Malawi there. So he will say it very nicely. Now, some people, they say it as it were. They don't mince their words. Malawi. He says, Luwada slupega and a figa la masjid. I slupega, I figa. But very nice, he said it. Simple words, straight, to the point. You trouble, you come and remember Allah Ta'ala. No trouble, no you remember, right? You remember Allah Ta'ala when you have problems. So that trouble also is a blessing. If there was no trouble, then you would have come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything was going smooth, very nice, health, wealth, everything running. So there was a need to come. So isn't that problem also a blessing? Allah Akbar.